Hello, and welcome to Talk to Tate Tuesdays. As always, I want to thank you for allowing me to take 5 to 7 minutes of your day. When I was growing up, one of my favorite TV shows was called Sanford and Son. And the main character, Fred Sanford, whenever he got upset at his son, Lamont, or anybody, he would shout out, "You big dummy!" So, when I was about 13, 14, my best friend and I, we were leaving the valley, coming into Los Angeles on our favorite form of transportation at that time. Some of you called it Ralph Thomas Davis, is better known as RTD bus line. So this one evening, my friend and I, we were coming home from the valley into Los Angeles, and it happened to be report card day. So we were on the bus and we were comparing grades, and during our exchange, I stated to my friend, "You know, if I really wanted to, I could get straight A's." And my buddy said, "You know what, Tate, you could. And you know something? If I really wanted to, I could get straight A's." And I agreed. I said, "Man, you know, you could. You could. And suddenly, out of nowhere, over the sound of the bus's motor, a voice yelled out, "Shut up, you dummies." And we looked back, and on the last row, remember the last row on that bus was always a bench, right? And on the last row, this woman, she sat up, and she looked a little destitute, but she sat up. And when she sat up, you know, when you're 13, you're very reactive. And so, of course, I replied to her, who are you calling the dummy?" And she looked my friend and me right in the face, and she said, "I'm talking to you." And we said, "Well, what gives you the right to call us a dummy, right?" And she said, "Let me tell you something. If you had the ability and the capability to get straight A's and you didn't, then you are a dummy." And you know, after 40 years, I still remember her exact words. I remember her facial expression. I remember the tone of her voice. And while what she said wasn't Shakespearean, she was actually right. You know, because if you have the ability and the capability of being better, and you're not striving for that, well, see, I think that we have allowed a four-letter word that starts with an F to become a life parachute, okay? And that four-letter F word is fine, F-I-N-E. You know, someone says, "How are you today?" "I'm fine." "How are your grades?" "I'm fine." "How was your workout?" "It was fine." I have to tell you something that I really appreciate about my mother. I call my mom every day. And whenever I call her and she asks, she says, "How you doing today, Tate?" If I say, "I'm fine," her rebuttal is always, "Why just fine?" You see, we all have the element of greatness inside of us. There's a saying that goes, the best songs that were never written or sang, the most beautiful paintings that were never painted, the greatest actors never to walk onto a stage are all in the cemetery. And I think these were people that decided to just settle with, "I'm fine." I know you all have greatness inside of you, because throughout my life, you have all been part of an incredible resource for me. Some of you have inspired me not to quit law school. Some of you you've called me if I missed 2 days at the gym. And some of you have been like my mother. Whenever I said, "I'm fine," you put me in check. And you countered back with, "Tate, why just fine?" So my challenge to you today is to do everything you can do to be great. And if you've given 100% and you can say, you know what, I tried really hard and I'm fine with my efforts, that's a beautiful thing. So today I'm going to leave you with the words of one of my favorite singers, Sting. I love Sting because his use of imagery and his figurative language, they're always just outstanding to me. So in the words of Sting, when you're down and they're counting, when your secrets are all found out, when your trouble takes to mounting, when the map you have leads you to doubt, when there is no information and the compass turns to nowhere that you know, let your soul be your pilot. Let your soul guide you, because he above will guide you well. See you next Tuesday.